Blog Talk Radio.
You know the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.
Travel realms uncharted, blur the lines, break the chains, open yourselves to possibilities waiting to be discovered on the other side. I am Pam Ray, a poet on all poetry, with a group of poets called Late Night Poets. You don't have to belong to the group or the website to call in, to share, to listen and enjoy, but it is highly recommended. Now, if you find that tonight's show is not your cup of tea, please check out our other shows. We have 1 to 2 shows per night on a variety of styles of topics and poetry, something to suit everybody's taste. As of right now, my co-host is not with me. He must be getting some much-needed rest. So I'm going to go ahead and move forward with the show on my own, and that somebody else can join me for some reading and commenting, because to be honest, I don't know I can handle a 2-hour show by myself, but I also don't want to just drop right away. We'll see what happens. So bear with me while I delve into the poetry, on my own. And for tonight's show, it's actually an eclectic mix because we have carryovers from like 3 different shows. And, I did put up a topic board saying open surrealism and got 1 response for that. So that was cool. Before I continue on with the poetry, I do want to mention that to make sure to check out all the topic boards and contests put up by our Late Night Poets hosts and hostesses, because you're sure to find something to inspire. And, all right, so opening up some tabs so we can start delving into some poetry. All right, let's see here. And another. All right. Well, I see Jenny Hunt on the board in LNP. I don't know if she's listening yet, but hello, Jenny. Always good to see you. All right. So, here we go. All right. Grabbing the first poem. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, talking to myself. All right. We have Souls by Betty Page, which is a carryover. The first few carryovers will be from Break On Through the Black Art of Frank Stella. All right. Dark Souls by Betty Page. Swiftly I'm running, chased while I am crossing lines in dark labyrinths, hearts racing so fast, speeding down deep rabbit holes, jet black corridors. I hear sounds of hell, screaming dark souls of Hades, lost seas of madness. Their voices haunt me. Wails, moans, cries out, begs be freed from their worst nightmare. Awakened with fear, my circus of crazy freaks, ghouls, cats, bats, and ghosts, alchemy witches, gymnasts performing cartwheels, wizards, kings, fine queens, jesters for the courts, playing games of cruel croquet in royal gardens, ballerinas dance, trapped in a musical box, and there's no way out. End poem. And I think this is an excellent dark write that actually connects very well with the artwork, which if you know the black art of Frank Stella, you'll know that he did a white background with black lines, and it created a lot of times a very like maze-like effect. It was a black background with white lines or something, or vice versa. Oh, shoot, I don't remember. It was a white background and painted in black, and it created a lot of times a very maze or a labyrinth type look to it. So I like that Betty has captured that with her lines. She is very well known for her Senru stanzas, the 575 lines, and which she does consistently very well. Paying attention that each section could be a poem in itself, and yet in one way or another connects with the other sections. So, and I really like how she delves into the Greek mythology with the mention of Hades, and I like, of course, the nod towards Alice in Wonderland with the cruel croquet. Man, I'm stumbling over that word today. And the speeding down deep rabbit holes. Another thing I really like about this one is that she has in these moans, these wails, or in this dream nightmare, these wails, moans, cries, out begs to be freed. But then she has the line, my circus of freaks. So these people that are afraid are people that she connects with. At least that's what I read into it. So excellent write, Betty, and very well done. And let's see. All right. Appreciate that, Betty. And one So and let's see who we have next. And I might end up doing the, if I end up having to not do this show, I might do the little bit of poems that I read tonight was just me commenting over again, just so that people get a little bit more commenting than me. But we'll see how things go. All right. And up next, we have I Could Fall and Get Caught by Frank, Yet I Chase Monet by Time Teller. And it goes like this. Life seems to be a Monet at the moment. The blurriness of middle-aged vision distorts the choices and trust there, the symmetry of formula that lands always upon its feet, or the black and white of algebraic determinism that reassures and confident steps towards goals. His, Frank Stella's, lines are simple yet exact, no surprise pregnancies in the symmetry or geometry, no sudden deaths of loved ones, no unseen redundancy or fallouts with the neighbors. Just an ordered rota for washing up or doing the chores, an ordered routine that provides comfort and lets you know instantly when things are astray. Monet is full of color, which comes at a price paid with uncertainty, procrastination, self-doubt, and anxious self-examinations. The colors blend and give complex emotions without anchors that leave the visions of interpretation adrift in perpetual learning. I yearn to travel the reassurance of Frank's geometry and repetition in black and white, on or off, right or wrong. It's restful knowing the next line is merely another repetition. I find, even without trying, I chase Monet, end poem. And I really liked this write. I really liked it because, well, first of all, I have to honestly say that Monet is one of my favorite painters. He was actually someone who would paint the same scene over and over again, different times of the day, different types of lighting, like whether it was partially cloudy or full sun, just to get the effects of different shadow and light. I love the soft lines of the Impressionism style paintings, such as Monet, and the colors, one of my absolute favorites, and I thought it was just perfect that Time Teller decided to compare these two vastly different styles and use them as metaphors for the different ways that life can go. Of course, you know, the way life usually goes is more like a Monet painting. You know, as he says, it's the blurriness of middle-aged vision distorts the choices and trust. And then the uncertainty, the procrastination, the doubts and anxious self-examinations. The colors blend and give complex emotions without anchors that leaves the vision of interpretation adrift in perpetual learning. And then, of course, his description of Frank Stella's lines are simple yet exact, no surprise pregnancies in the symmetry or geometry, no sudden deaths of loved ones. And sometimes we think that would be wonderful to have a life where everything was predictable. There was only black and white, you know, good and bad, and no gray areas, no blurred areas, and we didn't have to figure all the complexities of life out. But that is unfortunately, but at the same time, fortunately, not true. You know, life is complex. It's those blurred and blended colors, those different times of day where different shadows and lights are created. So I thought using these comparison of these two different, very different artists and their styles worked well as a metaphor for how we sometimes wish that life was and how it truly is. So excellent write and very well done. All right, and let's see here. What do we have next? I see Selena on the board, and she just woke up, but I'll say hi to her anyways. Hi, Selena. Good to see you on the board. All right. Grabbing the next poem. All right. Up next we have I Want to Go Home by Julie Buck. And it goes like this. Sometimes when bread is all there is to eat, I get down on my knees and thank the gods of sustenance. Sometimes when the last of the powder went up my nose and my thumb is just the right temperature, I rummage in my mind and find a bit of vertical. That I thought I had sent home yesterday, hearing the humming in my ears, the buzz so loud. I watch the orange candle burn low, then lean over and blow. The dark is my blanket and covers me in cold comfort. Stay with me. I've got to wind down and loosen the knot in my gut. I'm a bad human and never meant to trash your style. Like shattered glass, I'm sharp and broken, and I want to go home for a while, just for a little while. End poem. Oh, wow. This is a powerful and emotive dark write, and to me speaks on addiction and depression and wanting to go back to a simpler time. I do think there is a couple different ways you can take that ending. You know, I thought of three different ways you can take that ending. I thought of it as the idea of someone who's suicidal and sees home as the afterlife. I thought of it as somebody who wants to go back to simpler times, to more innocent times before addiction took over, before a relationship and a family life was ruined by addiction. I just also kind of took it as the idea of perhaps somebody who's in a psych ward and wanting to go home from there. But strong emotive lines. I really particularly like the first stanza with the lines, I rummage in my mind and find a bit of vertical that I thought I had sent home yesterday, hearing the humming in my ears, the buzz so loud. I watch the orange candle burn low, then lean over and blow. The dark is my blanket. It's that idea of needing to hide from not only everyone, also to hide from yourself and finding that comfort and solace in the darkness from the busyness of the day and of your mind. So excellent write and very well done. All right. And thank you very much, Julie, for writing. I really appreciate that. I want to say that I appreciate everyone who writes for the shows. Not just mine, but the ones for all our late night poet and hostesses. All right. Next up, we have Trapped in Black by Nan529. Oh, excuse me a moment. I'm going to take a drink of water. All right. I'm a noisy water drinker. All right. Trapped in Black by Nan529. Lighting another cigarette, I'm trapped in black. Kicking around, I'm sick of painting lines. Van Gogh had the right idea. Yellow, blues, summer hues. I can't escape my trademark art. I ask myself, would I want to? Searching symmetrical patterns. I'm caught in a maze. Kaleidoscope of colors race inside my head. So important to portray a world of patterns jumping out at me. I see every detail. They dance before me. Should I use colors or will I be a traitor to my art? What if I change just one element? Wow, think how the critics would all crucify me. My sponsors, they would look aghast. All would ask what's wrong and how would it affect their investments. Taking my cigarette, I throw it out the ground, stepping on it, crush it. Picking up my brush, I begin to paint as black hits canvas. Social media experts, art critics will judge me. When someone asks me about my work, I will reply, it was my dark period. It matches my moods. Now piss off and leave me alone. Calming down the stone, sing painted black. Humming, I pick up my brush and sing along. And what a great tribute to write by Nan529, not only to Frank Stella, but to the idea of being an artist in general. she actually wrote to what was a picture of him leaning up against one of his finished paintings and holding a cigarette. And I like how she's another one that compares him to a different artist, this time to Van Gogh and to Van Gogh's, particularly Van Gogh's Starry Night. Now, Frank Stella actually did have a wide variety of art. This was actually just one small section of his artwork that I decided to feature in this particular contest. He did have other paintings that were much more brightly colored and less symmetric in design, but I still very much liked where she went with this because she, first of all, the way he's posed in the painting, he looks like he's thinking, you know, and so I like that she captured that in the poem, and I like the comparison to Van Gogh to the Black series of Frank Stella, and I like how this is taken to modern times, but it is something an artist has gone through throughout the ages. Once you are an artist who is no longer painting for just themselves, you know, you are going to be criticized, you know, the art critics, the investors, social media, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is going to have an opinion about your art and possibly an influence on what you paint. Now, the ironic thing is that Stella actually got into painting and into art, and we discussed this the last show we did on him, is because he wanted to stick his nose up in the air, you know, wiggle his fingers, thumb his nose, or whatever the saying is, to the art critics who thought they knew truly what art was. So I feel like Nan has done a wonderful job of capturing the attitude of the artist. And of course, I really liked the nod to the Rolling Stones song, Painted Black, at the end. Calming down, the stones sing painted black. Humming, I pick up my brush and sing along. A wonderful lines all the way through. A great tribute and very well done. All right. And we will go on to the next write. Thank you, Nan, very much. Yes, Nan. Okay, sorry. Nan, I tell you. names are just getting all jumbled up. Okay, well, I was hoping to have somebody call in by now, but I don't see anybody. Maybe a couple more poems, and then we'll see what happens from there. You know, hopefully somebody can call in and join me. Let me refresh in case I got any messages. Probably not. Nope. All right. Well, in that case, let us move on to the... Eric Svensson's on the board in LNP. Hello, Eric. Good to see you. And he says, from Kubla Khan's Who Ancestry to the Boy and Girl Warrior Poets, good morning. What show is currently streaming? Love the Who prompt given, Pam. Ah, well, I'm glad you liked that prompt. That was actually Robert's idea, Robert M. from the Solace of Shadows. And so that will be for that show, which will be a week from Saturday. And let's see here. I am actually going to grab the show link for Eric. So if he wants to, he can listen in. So let me go ahead and grab that show link. You all just have to listen to me talk to myself. Good to see Eric. And always on the board, and he's always very supportive of the shows and the contest. And I will also post the topic board in case for some reason he would like to share an open surrealism write. Not that I think, you know, I have much chance of getting to it, but it can always be shared for another week. All right, so there we go. And now, well, and thank you, Jenny. Thank you. Jenny says, great poems so far. And I do have to agree. Definitely looking forward to the contest that Eric is talking about is the band The Who, the H-U. And got to check out their music if you don't know it already. I'm running that contest, and that show will be a week from, like I said, a week from Saturday. And I'm really looking forward. It was a great choice of Robert's, and I'm really looking forward to the rites that it inspires. All right. But like I said, always make sure to check out all the poetry contests and topic boards put up by late night poets, hosts, and hostesses, because there's just so much great inspiration out there. All right. And we have Pattern of Modern Civilization by Cedar Chapman. And I'm going to take another drink of water. All right, which I will announce because I'm pretty much announcing almost everything I do. You know, within limits. But, yeah. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm just being odd. I'm just talking out loud. Okay, well, better to read poetry than talk out loud. All right, Patterns of Modern Civilization by Cedar Chapman. Clump, clump, clump. Zombies trample on subway tiles with Oxford shoes and pinstripe suits. Rolling, rolling, rolling. On parallel tracks through endless tunnels, zebra stripes and fluorescent lights cast shadow puppets on rows and rows of the New York Times, left to right, next line, left to right. Eyeballs follow herringbone newsprint, each hollow socket bathed in vanilla silence. When will the epileptic bell sound and doors slide open thin line, thick line, white line, barcodes are scanned, cold steel turnstiles rotate, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, march on through single file, up and down, heads and torso stacked like hairy dominoes, moving along concrete capillary columns, escalators churn and churn, square, white square, pawn step onto the board of life, big brother starts with the queen gambit, checkmate, another day, another dollar, repeat, 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 end poem. I really like this one. I actually gave this one the bronze in the contest. I thought it had brilliant imagery and metaphors. I really like how he captured the hamster wheel of life, that working and living in the big city, and that creates the modern day zombie. You know, we stand in line for everything. It's a great metaphorical reflection of the artwork itself. I really like how he captures the methodic and hypnotic energy of moving slowly, you know, and doing the same repetitive motions up over and over again. Great use of sound words like clickety-clack, clickety-clack. I like the alliteration and moving along concrete capillary columns, escalators churn and churn, and then the ending with repeat, repeat, repeat was a great touch in capturing that kind of the hamster wheel never stops running. You're always spinning on it. You're always going in those circles and never getting anywhere, never finding any new experiences. So just a bravo. Bravo to Cedar Chapman. Excellent write and very well done. All right. And let's see. Nope, still no callers. All right. Next, we have The Beauty of Black by Stelina. And it goes like this. A soothing salve of serenity in the psychedelic kaleidoscope of life. Deep purple pall with silver shards of starlight punctuating the night. A gunmetal laden sky before the first flurry of snow kisses the earth, the blue iridescent sheen of a raven's wing shimmering in moonbeams, the inky green of tempestuous seas upon which white steeds gallop, the dark side of the moon where magic and mystery reign, sleek ebony piano keys resonating in flat, melancholy tones, precious jet necklace starkly adorned on a lily-white breast, the juicy center of a ripe, dripping fig, succulently sweet. It is the darker side of me, where secrets dwell unseen. There lies a solace in the depth of black that is there for all to see. Cast your sight and mine further into its fathomless wonder. All this is the beauty of black, end poem. You know, and I really like this. I like this. And in her AN, she mentions that black is a valuable compound in creating other wondrous hues. And I imagined the woman looking at the painting and seeing all this. And that is so true. You know, black in itself is the absence of color. But when you take in, you add black paint to other colors of paints, it provides a deeper shade, of different hues. And there's so much beauty to be found in black. And she actually wrote to a painting that was of a woman in a museum studying, looking at one of Frank Stella's black art paintings. And I like how she went and saw that this woman looking at this painting and thought of how what she would be thinking about of all the ways that black is important to our lives. First of all, not only does it create, as she says in her AAN, many wondrous hues, but there's so much beauty to be found within the black, within the darkness, those precious jet jewels, the gunmetal laden sky, even within the dark poetry and the dark artwork, I like the imagery in this, the blue iridescent sheen of a raven's wings shimmering in moonbeams, the inky green of tempestuous seas upon which white steeds gallop. I really like the imagery of upon which white steeds gallop because it makes me think of the book The Last Unicorn, the movie, which is one of my all time favorites, and the sleek ebony piano keys. There's so much in here that celebrates the darkness and celebrates black, and I think also it has wonderful alliteration, which Stella always has a great hand at. A soothing salve of serenity in the psychedelic kaleidoscope of life. Deep purple pall with silver shards of starlight. Right there, those opening lines. I mean, your tongue just kind of dances across them. So excellent, excellent write and very well done. All right, let's see what we have next. Doo-doo-doo. All right, now I do think what I am going to do is I'm going to have this one be my last one, and then I'm going to close up shop because, like I said, I can't do a full two-hour show by myself, but I do want to give enough time to see if somebody else calls in and joins me. So... we have Ding the Door Shut by Mark S. Hold on, I'm just looking at something. Okay. Mark S. is a new name to me, so I don't know if he's somebody who changed his name or he's just fairly new to me, but I always do enjoy seeing new names and reading new poets. And this is Painting the Door Shut by Mark S. Every action, I paint a door shut to the point they won't reopen. Let me start that over again. With every action, I paint a door shut to the point they won't open like a stubborn walnut. A triangle archway I can longer use all opportunity and loved ones I've abused. So it really seems wrong to complain and whine when all the real fault is not on your heart, but mine. End poem. There's some great rhyme and flow in that. A wonderful brevity. I like this all the way through. It's one of those that is really difficult to separate because one part connects into the next, where you really can't separate it. But I like as how on a whole this brevity has a strong emotional impact and speaks on the way on how I like how it uses the painting as a metaphor for those doors that we close and lock, those bridges that we burn, the doors we can never open again, the bridges that we can never cross again. because of our own choices and our own actions. And it can be difficult because on one hand, you got to, you know, learn to forgive yourself, become a new person, you know, and moved on from, if you're not the same person, you know, you can learn to forgive yourself. You can be proud and, you know, happy that you're no longer that person. But oftentimes, you know, you can't force, you know, or expect people to forgive you for hurting them in the past. You know, forgiveness is an important thing because it helps a person to heal and move on. But also, even if somebody does forgive you, and this, of course, is just my unprofessional blathering, if somebody does forgive you, that doesn't mean that the relationship or the friendship can be restored in the same way that it was before. I like the first-person narrative of this. As I said, the emotional impact is great. It's just an amazing write all the way through. And I do thank Mark S., for writing. And, well, anyways, like I said, I'm sorry, but I am going to go ahead and wrap things up. I do want to thank everybody who wrote for the show, who's listening now or will be listening later. I truly appreciate you all. You know, hopefully my co-host is getting some much-needed rest and be back and awake next week. I promise the other rights will get read. Most likely on other after midnight shows. Sorry I couldn't finish up the show, but I do appreciate you all. Yep, well, I think that's all I gotta say. So, yeah, have a good night, everyone.